Some Christians talk about Jesus as if he were a superhero, a kind of spiritual superman able to call upon supernatural powers at any time to do anything he wanted. But there are all sorts of occasions in the Gospels that question such a view. When Jesus goes to his hometown, he is not able to work any miracle there. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prays that there might be another way. On the cross, he submits to suffering and death, and does not satisfy the crowds who mock him, saying, "Save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Others, often those outside the church, but some Christians as well, talk about Jesus as if he is just a man. They speak of him as a great teacher, a great philosopher, an inspiring leader, an exemplary human being. But such an account of Jesus ignores the signs and wonders that he does perform, not least the greatest miracle of all, his resurrection from the dead. So who is Jesus and how should we talk about him? St. John's Gospel, as we've just seen, begins with the dramatic assertion that in Jesus, God's Word, the Word of God that was with God from the beginning, has become flesh. The word the Church uses to describe this is incarnation. It means enfleshed. In Jesus, God has come down to earth and dwells among us in the likeness and substance of our own humanity. As the letter to the Philippians puts it, Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. In other words, Jesus shares completely what it is to be human. God comes to us and speaks to us in the language of another human life. Thus, Jesus is completely human and completely God. He is the meeting point between our frail and mortal flesh and the everlasting life of God. In him, life and death, heaven and earth, humanity and God are united. Jesus is not just a perfect human being. He is fully God. Jesus is not God in the disguise of a human being. He is fully human. In his one person are two natures, God and man. Saint Athanasius, one of the great teachers of the Church and someone who defended this Orthodox Christian view against those who would make Jesus more God than man, wrote, "He became what we are so that we could become what he is. For unless Jesus is one of us, he can be our judge, but not our saviour." On the cross, Jesus, who is God, defeats sin and death. On the cross, Jesus, who is man, shares the consequences of that sin and dies a sinner's death. He who is without sin becomes sin for us. He who is the source of life experiences death.